The nuclear power plant is required by state law to have a Certificate of Public Good, or CPG, to operate the utility in Vermont. Vermont Yankee's certificate expired last March, and a new one has not been issued. The Vermont Public Service Board last week cited the 2002 purchase agreement between the state and Entergy that the plant would be shut down if a new CPG was not issued by this past March. The New England Coalition on Tuesday filed a complaint with the Vermont Supreme Court asking for an injunction to force Vermont Yankee to cease power generation until there is a decision on the CPG. Coalition Technical Advisor Ray Shattis points to that recent Public Service Board order.
This order that came out last Thursday was the first time in which the whole situation was thoroughly articulated, in which the board considered all of Entergy's arguments and, for the most part, set them aside. So this is really the first time there is substantial material to bring to the Vermont Supreme Court to ask for enforcement.
Ethan Allen Institute Energy Education Project Director Meredith Angwin supports continued operation of Vermont Yankee. She says the coalition brings contentions and suits against the nuclear facility on a regular basis, and she's critical of this latest filing.
If you actually read the Public Service Board's ruling that came out on the 29th, it says that this is a narrowly defined ruling, that we are under the rules of the federal court to not take actions to shut Entergy down while there are legal appeals taking place at the federal level, because that would be irreparable harm and would not allow the legal process to continue. So basically, in my opinion, New England Coalition has decided to do an end run and in saying, okay, we're going to skip going to the PSB, we're going to skip going to the federal court, we're going to the Vermont Supreme Court and see if we can get some action going there.
Vermont Law School Professor of Law Pat Parento says the New England Coalition is correct that the nuclear plant is operating in violation of Public Service Board requirements for a Certificate of Public Good. But Parento adds that there are serious questions about the validity of their case.
The issue is whether Judge Murtha's order in Entergy versus Shumlin, the federal preemption case, trumps the PSB order, because Judge Murtha issued two orders. In the second order he issued last summer, he said the state of Vermont should not take any action to attempt to shut down Vermont Yankee until the PSB has had a full hearing on whether to renew this Certificate of Public Good and made a decision on that, or until the Second Circuit has ruled on the appeal in Entergy versus Shumlin. So that's the issue, whether there's a conflict between the PSB order and Judge Murtha's order.
Vermont Yankee spokesman Rob Williams says the company is evaluating the coalition's filing.
It will be responding in accordance with the legal rules and procedures, but our focus is on the continued safe and reliable operation of Vermont Yankee. And that's consistent with the favorable federal court decision that we received earlier this year.
I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.